Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. Today I'm talking to Frank Bolton. He's the founder, CEO of the Long Island Ducks. And we've been talking about the success, the culture, the idea of how using baseball players who are really top-notch, just maybe below National League standards or American League standards, but only for a time. These are people who are really accomplished. I wanted to talk to Frank today about one other thing and the promotion of the business as a sports event. What are you, some of the things you're doing, Frank?
Well, I mean, we run a great promotional calendar. So we have 70 home games. We play 140 games, but 70 home games. And on probably 50 out of those 70 games, there's either a fireworks show or a promotional giveaway that where we encompass a corporate sponsor. So it might be Teachers Federal Credit Union night at the ballpark, and they might sponsor a logo baseball, a mini bat, a T-shirt, something that actually is probably on par with the amount of the value of the ticket. So we want to give a premium promotion away. So from the promotional side of giving, we give out these lunch boxes. Actually, when we have the lunch box night, and it you know, I'll have the sponsor and I'll have the Ducks theme on it. Parents actually fight over them. So it's always, well, buckle down, buckle your chin strap. It's you know, it's lunchbox day. You know?
What do you mean? They're only entitled to one particular.
Yeah, but they tell you they have somebody at home who's, you know, couldn't come to the ballpark today. But you know, so what I'm saying is that the items that we give away are of value, and it pounds more value back into the ticket, which makes the value proposition for the person who's coming to see the Ducks even better yet.
So now if I'm, let's say, a bank or a someone who's friendly to the team and I want to promote my business, I pay for all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, you know, one of the ways that we are able to hold our prices to where we are is because we have great marketing and corporate sponsors, all the colleges, banks, you know, all the businesses here on Long Island, I don't want to start naming them because there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, you'll forget one.
The hospitals have always been terrific here on Long Island, and you know, they have a marketing goal in mind, and we want to sit down with them annually and decide, okay, what are your marketing goals? What do you want to get? Because you know, baseball doesn't have a clock, so when people come, they sit in our ballpark, and we have them captive for these corporate partners for the next 3 hours. You know, or so. You know, maybe when we have a 2.5 hour game, that's a quick game.
Yeah.
So more or less, they border on 3 hours, and by the time you get in the ballpark a little early, and you know, so there's a lot of marketing opportunities at the ballpark for businesses of all sizes, from a small business, mom and pop business, to national businesses, and we have them all at the ballpark. And again, they're there for a reason. I mean, they're there because they want to get some return on their investment. So we want to make sure, and I think that one of the reasons we've had so many of our sponsors, I think it's close, between 65 and 70% of our sponsors have been with us since day one. And that to me is really,
well, they must feel like they're getting the exposure that they want.
Well, exactly. And we're very concerned about that. We're on top of that all the time, making
sure.
You can
get businesses to be charitable from time to time, but you can't consistently keep them in the fold.
You're exactly right.
If they're not getting value for their money.
Right. I mean, I think there are definitely people that are in our ballpark because they're community-minded. But at the same time, you know, they have choices on where to spend their money, whether they go on in Newsday or radio or at the ballpark or any other penny saver or whatever. They have a budget. And, you know, we don't want their whole budget. We just want to be a part of their budget, you know, a small piece of their budget, and have them out at the ballpark. And then, again, we want to make sure that they feel that there's value in being a marketing partner. Without the marketing partners, we can't keep that ticket at where it is. They underwrite the value of that ticket because the operation costs nearly $5 million a year to operate.
So let me see if I got that straight. In other words, all of this extra stuff, even though they're paying for, let's say, for all of the giveaways and things like that, there's still a net to you.
Yes. Yes, and that net to me helps pay my my PSE&G bill, my lease to
which
the
is
county.
Getting more, by the way.
Oh, it really is. With a winter like we've had this year, I think everybody's getting a little shock when they see their January, February bills. You know, yeah. So it's just part of business, part of doing business, you know, and that helps feed the economy as well. So, you know, what we want to do is make sure that that everybody is prospering, everybody's having a good time, everybody's getting a value out of their partnership with us.
I wanted to ask you something else and it kind of slipped my mind. But the promotions, where are you going forward with them?
I think what you were starting to say was, where else do we advertise, or where, yeah, how do we get the word out about the Ducks?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that world is changing, as we all know. Newspapers, radio stations, they're all having their challenging times because the way people get their news is really changing, and it's changing right before our eyes. So we are tried and true. I mean, I grew up reading 5 newspapers a day. I think you and I have had this conversation.
Yeah.
My wife would say, wash your hands before you eat dinner because you're going to get ink over everything. You know, because when I commuted in the railroad, you know, you'd read the Post. I'd come on home on the train.
You know, this airport, for example, talking about advertising, we're doing this from Long Island MacArthur Airport for right now. One of the reasons this station exists here is to give some credibility and viability to the location itself. You have to think in those terms today.
Absolutely, and I think that what we're having, we're at a crossroads here, where I don't think newspapers are ever going away. I don't think radio stations are ever going away, but they're going to have to share with social media.
Things change.
Apps on your phone. You know, my daughters get their get their information differently than I do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a guy. I love News 12.
I get mine off Slates. You know, like coming down from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, for those of us who are old enough, you know, we've seen an awful lot in our lifetime. We've seen the world change and. You know, it's spinning very fast, and the way we get our news, the way we conduct our lives, I mean, even the way we watch TV. I mean, you have to think about, you know, now smart TVs. I haven't figured out my smart TV, but my daughter, who's 25,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, a smart TV is where you can take your tablet, your mobile device, your smart device, and if we're streaming, live streaming the Ducks games on over the internet, you can now hook that up to your TV set and watch the Ducks on TV from your mobile device.
That's pretty cool.
There's so much stuff going on. I mean, just even the way we look at TV is going to change so dramatically in the next 5 years or so. If it hasn't, and maybe that's it, maybe it's already happened, and it's just going to take me 5 years to catch up. You know, that's a distinct possibility.
You know, and I think you and I may have had this conversation too, is that radio was going to be dead when television took over. And what happened was the radio did change. We had these wonderful stories that you heard over the air. They kind of went away, but another kind of radio replaced it. So things don't really die. They metamorphosize into
They adapt
to what they can exist in, you know?
Right. I mean, I think I love the fact that, you know, 103.9 FM Long Island News Radio. I mean, I think there's definitely, you know, space in the marketplace for something that connects us to Long Island.
And in this show, where you have about 6 people listening to this program, no, and they're all very related to me, but I'm only kidding. Actually, we have a pretty good reach. You know, we go out to pretty far east. We don't go so far west, though. But I think we kind of break.
But I think John Cracchiolo is working on that.
You know, other stations, what they do is repeaters. And they get it into another segment that way. That's probably what we. I don't know how difficult
that is. Well, my dealings with John are terrific, and I know one thing. He's always thinking, he's always moving, and he's always thinking forward. So I think there's going to be.
Well, he's a radio man.
He is definitely a radio man. I marvel at his knowledge of just the technical knowledge and how he was able to set up this studio that we're in right now. And I have visited his other studios, and they're just, he's a genius at what he does.
Well, that's what we need in almost every field in order to be successful, because. Personally, I've never adopted the mantle of genius, and it's for good reason.
Well, I don't throw that around a lot, but he's really good, you know? So,
this is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to Frank Bolton. He's the CEO and founder of the Long Island Ducks, and this is Long Island News Radio 103.9 at MacArthur Airport. Thanks for listening.